tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames.
Hey, Matt Rothschild here on the Civic Media Radio Network on the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie's taking the day off. A much-deserved day off on this Friday after Election Day. I'm pleased, though, to have with me as my usual guest co-host, Angela Lang, the Executive Director of Block, Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. And you can join our conversation. We are going to do a more discussion about what the results of the elections mean. Just call 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Angela, how are you doing today?
Hanging in there. It's been a rough week, but glad to be here with you. And I think it'll be therapeutic conversation for a lot of us.
Well, we need to talk through this and get through this, and we will get through this.
Yeah.
We've all faced hard times in this country, and this is another one. I'm not going to say it's easy, though. I mean, AOC said the other day, not going to sugarcoat this. We have to be prepared for what might be coming next. And to me, that means especially being prepared to wrap around our arms around those who may suffer the most, the fastest. And that's undocumented workers in this country and their families, trans folks in this country and their families. It's a dark period. We got to face that. And we got to help each other out in the process, especially right now. Me, my wife, our friends, you know, we're all just trying to reach out for mutual support. I think mutual support is really important right now. Now, you head an organization. You have a lot of people on your staff, a lot of young people on your staff. They must have been devastated Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, as we all are. And what did you try to tell them? How did you try to comfort them?
I think I wanted to be honest with how I was feeling, kind of, you know, providing that space and that example to feel vulnerable. One thing I love about Black folks is that we will always find ways to crack a joke here and there. There were some quite funny social media memes and whatnot. And I was like, I love this for us. We got to find some joy where we can. But also I was like, I'm here to talk if people need to process any feelings. I myself alternate between pure rage and numbness and disbelief. And also letting folks know that there's a lot of debrief calls right now. There's a lot of organizers trying to pull folks together. And it's also okay to skip those calls for now. One thing I was talking about with some colleagues of mine is that in 2016, there was this huge effort and push to get involved and to do something. And, you know, groups like Indivisible had popped up and there's this groundswell of energy of wanting to plug in and get involved. And I'm not seeing that as much right now. Not saying it's not going to happen, but I think a lot of my organizer colleagues are kind of taking a bit of a beat instead of just trying to lead through this chaos, taking a moment to actually process how we feel. And I'm grateful for that. And I think, you know, in the coming weeks, as people kind of wrap their heads around how they're feeling, that organizing will continue. I personally am filtering what calls I'm getting on, and I'm not getting on all of them because I want to just be a human and just feel my feelings for a second instead of being expected to lead right away. And that will happen, and there'll be a time for all of that. But I think it's also important for folks to know it's okay to just take a pause and to kind of soak in the moment and really love on community. I don't know how many folks I tried to reach out to, and I still have a list of folks to continue to reach out to and let them know that if there's any ways I and Block can be helpful and supportive, especially to our most marginalized folks, that we're there. And I think it's important for folks to hear and to know that people have community and they have folks that are able to support them and have their backs.
Yeah, I think that's where we are right now. I totally resist the impulse or the direction that we got to go get involved in the next campaign. We got to prepare for the state Supreme Court race in April. That's a killer for me, you know. I don't have an ounce of energy for that sucker right now. I will after the holidays, maybe, or maybe in a couple of weeks if I'm lucky. But right now, I think you're right. You know, you mentioned the word pause and community, and I want to just read this one paragraph from the essayist Terry Tempest Williams, who also uses the word pause and community here. Here's Terry Tempest Williams, tremendous essayist who used to write for me at the Progressive magazine. To feel the pain of now and not look away. To act not with the hope of moving forward, always forward, but to see the wisdom of stepping sideways as we create a different space, a more conscious space in the direction of pause, as you said, Angela, the direction of pause, where we can breathe and gather ourselves so we can gather others around us and create a community of care. I just love that. Community of care.
It's exactly what we need.
Yeah. But on the other emotional side of community of care is another word you used, which is rage. And I'm just, and I felt, I'm feeling the rage too. I'm just wondering who you're directing that rage at.
Honestly, I am trying to make sure that folks aren't pointing the fingers at other marginalized folks. And I know that there's a lot that people want to blame. And my rage is, first of all, Donald Trump himself and his supporters and what he's allowed to activate. And just to know that this week there are text messages being sent to folks talking about join the plantation, or high school boys taunting girls, say, your body, my choice. Ooh. That's where I'm directing my rage and my anger. And folks that supported him, while also trying to hold a truth, and that there are going to be some marginalized folks that were misguided, that voted for him. We know mis and disinformation is rampant and civics is not taught, so people don't always know where to direct their anger. And I know that there are going to be folks that have supported him that realized very, very quickly how it impacts them, and that they are also a target. And I'm trying to make space that at some point those folks will need to also be embraced, because they will also be a target despite voting for him. And at some point, and maybe it's not now because we're feeling our feelings, what does it look like to bring those folks back in, who may see the light and may regret showing up and voting for him? If right. there's folks that have undocumented or trans folks in their family and they overlook that to vote for them and something happens, I think people would realize very quickly the grave mistake that they made, and where is the space for them? And I'm not there yet to welcome them back, but I also think it's important for us not to say that's what you get, or, you know, I hope you get deported, or I hope your family gets deported. I've seen some of that. We can't have that. And so I want us to direct all of our rage at who actually deserves it and not each other.
I've got a little list myself, Angela Lang. I agree with you on Trump. Rupert Murdoch's pretty high on my list, too.
Yeah.
Mitch McConnell is very high on my list. He could have rid us of Donald Trump by simply summoning the courage of his own convictions the night of the second impeachment vote and tell other Republicans, like he was leaning, to vote to impeach this guy so he wouldn't have been able to convict this guy of impeachment, so he wouldn't have been able to run again. Biden, I have some anger toward Biden, too, I got to say, for not dropping out after the midterms and opening things up. And I got rage still at Merrick Garland for taking so long. There's some self-censorship. For taking so very long to get off the pot here and go after Donald Trump for the crimes he obviously committed in front of everybody's eyes and God's eyes on January 6th. Mm-hmm. And if he had done that, maybe we would have been in a different space right now. But, yeah. You know, I have great admiration, I have to say, for Kamala Harris. I thought she ran a tremendous campaign. I know people are nitpicking at her and say she made this one mistake. Lord knows who doesn't make a mistake, but she, or another mistake, but she handled herself tremendously, had great temperament and grace and intelligence and calmness and preparedness and discipline, all the things that the current guy doesn't have. And I thought she did beautifully. And she was handed a very hard deck with a very short time lag. Mm-hmm. And worked her heart out and gave a great concession speech on top of it. So I don't blame her. I resist the temptation to be a, you know, Monday morning quarterback. And I find those discussions really kind of sterile and unproductive. We just got to figure out where to go from here. You can join this conversation at 855-752-4842 on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Matt Rothschild. I'm speaking here with Angela Lang of Block. She is my guest co-host as often as possible when we're co-hosting or guest hosting this show for Maggie. And it's always great to have you on. Tell our listeners what Block is about, Angela.
Yeah, so Block is a year-round civic engagement organization that started after the 2016 election. We officially launched in November of 2017. So we're actually turning seven in a few weeks, which is wild to think about. But for us,
congratulations.
Thank you. Wild to think about. It's been 7 years already. But we wanted to make sure we kind of disrupt some toxic organizing folks that kind of come in and parachute in and tell our communities what to do and then kind of leave. That doesn't really work. And so what does it look like to build an organization with folks from the community being trained in basic civics, having more meaningful conversations on doors, but also doing it on a year-round basis and not just showing up for an election. So while our team is taking some much needed time and rest, at some point, we're going to be back out on doors, engaging with folks and talking to people. And I can imagine one of the first things people want to talk about is how this election is making them feel. And it's important for us to continue to show up for the community no matter what.
Mm-hmm. And what were you and your team getting at the doors in the last few days leading up to the election?
There was a lot of excitement. There's a lot of enthusiasm. Did we encounter the occasional Trump supporter? Absolutely. But as the days went on, there were so many folks that had said, oh, I already early voted. And people were feeling very excited. And I think, you know, people were kind of fearful of what could happen. There was a mix of excitement and fear, I think, in the last few days. Mm-hmm.
And I was sharing in the excitement. I tried to banish the fear, and I wrote that there were, you know, 10 reasons why Kamala Harris is going to win. Shows what I know. Anyway, we will be back shortly here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Matt Rothschild here subbing in, and I'm joined by Angela Lang of Block, and we'll be right back, and we hope you'll call and tell us how you're feeling right now. We got to wrestle with our feelings and move ahead. 855-